Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past, or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. You know, as we've entered into 2018, I've heard from many clients that tell me that they have an overwhelming urge to take their spiritual knowledge and share it with others. Now, you can do this either through creating a business like my Angel Healing House healing practice, which is going into its 15th year because I started it in 2003. Or you can create your own radio program like my Angel Healing House radio program, which is going into its 7th year as I started it in January of 2012. You can write a book to be your calling card, to go on radio and interviews, like my Angels of Faith book, which I wrote in 2006, published in 2010, like my One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and the sequel to that is my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Now, there might be some of you that say, wow, you know, I'm feeling a bit daunted because you've done so much. But I can tell you, I wouldn't be where I am today with having accomplished this much if I didn't start somewhere. So if you feel inspired to get your spiritual knowledge out there, just start with one thing. Just start with one thing that you're enthusiastic, you're passionate, you're excited about, just to share it with the world. Yet, you know, listeners, in many cases, there have been those clients that have told me that they want to do this. They have this overwhelming inner urge to do this, but they feel great trepidation because they're fearful of the consequences that they may experience, as they don't want to seem weird or odd by others. And quite a number of those who express their fears said that they did not want to fail. Well, their responses, along with a conversation that I had with a very dear friend who was in deep despair, prompted the Posse of Angels to title today's show, You Cannot Fail. Now, this gentleman friend of mine is a brilliant speaker. He's a wonderful writer, and his international workshops have helped people to open to transforming their lives through the power of love. Yet because he does not choose to have, in quotes, a normal 9-to-5 conventional job, he's incurred judgment from his family and has been called crazy to waste his time on helping others. What prompted our conversation was that his parents phoned him and told him that he was a failure. Well, the first thing that the Posse of Angels did when they heard this word failure was to laugh. And they explained, and as always, the Posse of Angels do not laugh at us. They're laughing with us. But they explained, if we really knew how boundless, how limitless and multidimensional that we are, as powerful gods and goddesses, we would realize that we are made and we are created by the hand of God to be magical alchemists that can easily create our own worlds. I asked this friend if he agreed with his parents and thought that what he was doing was a waste of time. He said that while following his heart's longing to be a presenter had been particularly financially difficult for himself and his daughter, as he is a single dad, it was being a motivational speaker that made him feel alive and full of enthusiasm and passion every time he spoke. He described how many times he wouldn't even prepare anything when he was scheduled to speak. And yet, when he stood up to present, he felt that God was speaking through him, as he easily brought forth the perfect words filled with wonderful inspiration, and his talks were even sprinkled with jokes and comedic moments. I asked him what some of the responses had been over the years of his sharing his gifts of inspiration. He said that people were so affected during his presentations that many of them were brought to tears, and that they had huge heart openings as they realized their own beauty within. He went on to tell me that many in the audience could see that for the first time that the story they had been choosing to tell themselves was simply not true, and it was merely an illusion. They finally and consciously decided to see how powerful they were, and that they could allow themselves to change the sad, sorry story that they chose to keep perpetuating. And they were able to write a new story filled with unconditional love and forgiveness for not only others, but for themselves, filled with peace, joy, and self-love. I then asked this friend if the results of his passion, his joy, and his gifts and talents as a presenter sounded to him as if he was a failure. Well, he smiled and said, "No, I'm not a failure." And he could clearly see that the path that he chooses to follow brings him unbridled joy and fruition. He laughed as he added that to even consider doing anything else would be dishonoring to who he is. So where did his parents get the concept that this inspirational friend of mine had failed? Well, let's look into the concept of failure. The concept of failure, like many things, is not real. It's just a matter of opinion and someone's perception. For failure is dependent on some sort of benchmark of achievement and success that others deem is right for our lives.
if his parents are judging him because he's not making a certain salary, he's not driving a certain kind of car, he's not wearing designer clothes, not owning his own home, not following the normal status quo, then through their eyes and by their yardstick, yep, he has definitely failed. There are decades of past generations that have been brainwashed to believe things that were a part of an old energy paradigm, which were in place on this planet. Things like, life is hard, and life was never meant to be easy. This way of thinking saw many people too afraid to explore and pursue a passion of theirs, stopping themselves from developing a creative idea, creating a business, or thinking that they were crazy to think about starting their own endeavors. It wasn't seen to be secure. In those days of generations after the Depression and after World War II, so many of us were counseled, you get a good job and you stay in it forever, no matter what happens, because that was seen as security. Going along to follow that programming of others saw many people doing menial jobs, which were soul-destroying. After a while, the accumulated energies of discontentment were so toxic that in order to function on a daily basis, people chose to hide and escape by medicating and masking their overwhelming sadness with high levels of alcohol, drugs, over-consuming, shopping, involvement in empty relationships. All of these momentarily distracting themselves from their inner misery and their despair. I remember quite clearly after I had my angelic walk-in experience in January 11th of 2003, and I felt a ferocious urge inside of me to study my 2 degrees in Reiki, and when I received my mastership and teaching degrees, I then went out the next day, I got a business license, and created my Angel Healing House practice in 2003. I excitedly told my family, that I had sold my coffee shop that I owned and that I was passionately embarking on being a Reiki energy healing practitioner. One of my relatives who was listening to me acted like a dog, cocking its head as if she was not understanding a word I was saying. After I enthusiastically explained my new profession, this relative said, as if she hadn't even heard me, she said, I know what you should do. You should wear really short skirts and really low blouses and sell real estate to men. With your looks, you will make a fortune. Talk about a disconnect in energies. The Posse of Angels is saying, you cannot fail. Let's say that again for emphasis. You simply cannot fail. They want to make it clear that in order to fail, you have to have something to fail at. And they are assuring us that there is nothing to fail at, especially if we're following the small voice of God within our hearts, and sometimes it's a big voice, and our intentions are screaming at us loud and clear to take action, like so many in the conscious collective now are feeling this urge that I felt 15 years ago to step out there, to create that business, to write those books, to create that radio program, to share your gifts with the world. They are reminding us that when we wrote the contract for our life and we stood before the etheric council and we included the lessons that we wanted to be presented to us in our upcoming human incarnation, our contract provided an provided a mere guideline for us to use our free will and decide which decisions that we would make. You know, when you would make your decisions along your journey of life, they would never be marked as a pass or a fail, as a good or a bad or a right or a wrong. They were only choices that brought about consequences, as all choices invariably do. And when each one of us arrives across the veil in our non-physical form, in spirit, to have our life's review, there is no judgment at all. Zero, zilch, nada, niente, none, zero judgment. In fact, the Etheric Council, you'll be in front of the Etheric Council, and all they'll say is, how did you go in your human incarnation? Only on our planet do many feel the right or fit to judge others as to what they should do, what they have to do, or what they ought to be doing. Now, the Posse of Angels is drawing your attention to the word doing, and they wish to remind us that the reason that we simply cannot fail is that we're not here to produce any or do anything. The act of doing and producing is the old paradigm way of existing on our planet. And when we were at a lower dimensional frequency during the Piscean age of reason and logic before 2012, we all had the capacity to connect with our analytical and our rational mind only. Once we open up to being unlimited potential and not held solely by our thinking, linear physical brains, we begin to raise our energetic frequencies, our consciousness expands, and we're able to access a higher enlightened awareness by allowing ourselves to just be. It's in this state of being that we connect with our hearts, that we feel abundant, that we feel motivated to take creative, inspired action as we open to our divine, eternal natures. Now, it's through our hearts and not our minds that we connect with the creative force of God working through us and sparking joy and passion towards something that we deeply feel within. And whether that manifests as a feeling of an overwhelming passion, an urge to write those books, to sing, to draw, compose your own music, or perhaps to be a spiritual teacher, or perhaps to be an inspirational speaker, like my dear friend, who was told that he was a failure. It's through these heart-driven desires that will fuel our abundance within, and it will bring forth very new energies, thus creating a very new age on our beloved planet. You know, when I was giving a Reiki session recently to a client, I sensed a great deal of tension in my client's body. Sally, now this is not her real name, a lady who owned a beautiful home. She had a loving husband and a very comfortable lifestyle. When I asked her what she was worried about, she said she had difficulty articulating what was worrying her, and she finally said that she felt an obligation to schedule many different family events and parties throughout the year that she had to do. She said that she should be doing more, and that because of her ill health, she felt like she was a failure. The sheer exhaustion and heavy burden of self-imposed obligation that she was feeling was affecting her health. I asked her when was the last time she took time to just sit and allow herself to be. Oh, she was quick to tell me that she meditated every day for an hour. I said this was fine, but then she was worrying, stressing, pushing and controlling herself to fulfill her chosen duties for the remaining 23 hours. Again, the word failure caught my attention. I then asked her what would happen if she decided to take a break from her social obligations and to her well-being by taking time out to heal, to rest, and make her health a priority. After a long silence, she said, "I can't do that. I've always been the one in the family to arrange things. If I don't do it, nobody will." I told her that by scaling back the social scheduling of her very large family, that she would not only value her health, but it would leave room for another person to step in and do some of the social scheduling. The real reason for her reluctance to let go of this overwhelming social scheduling duties came to light in our session. Having decided to retire from work, her social scheduling duties was making her feel valued and giving her a sense of identity and self-worth. She shared with me that when she was growing up, she was told time and time again that she was a failure and that she did not want to fail and let everybody down. Further into the session, it was revealed that she created so many family events because she was afraid to acknowledge her gifts and talents as a clairvoyant and a medium because of what her family would say. If she was always busy, she simply would not have time to create a business and offer her professional services to others. Again, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that to experience failure, we must have some sort of benchmark for so-called achievement firmly in place for us to measure ourselves against this self-imposed yardstick. The more illusions and benchmarks that you have in your life, the more failures that seemingly can accumulate. For instance, by saying, "I'm not a certain body size, therefore I fail. I do not have a loving partner in my life, therefore I fail. I do not have X amount of dollars in my bank account, therefore I'm a failure. My children do not speak to me, therefore I fail." With the accumulated negative energy of all these fails, both our physical and our emotional health begins to suffer, and we become a magnet to attract more negativity and scarcity into our lives. By saying instead, "My body is healthy, happy, it's doing the best it possibly can, and it serves me in wonderful ways," immediately, our immune system is charged and we feel better. You could say, "Whether I have someone in my life or not, I know that I am love. My nature is abundant, and I know that God and the angels are always providing for me, regardless of that number amount in my bank account." Or you could say, "I bless the journey that my children choose, even if they choose not to speak to me, and I honor their decision and choices, just like I would like them to honor mine." In this way, we affirm that we are unique, physical reflection of God's grace, and we know that neither did we incarnate to measure up or to compromise and settle for less than that which we so richly deserve, but to be our glorious selves and lovingly shine that out to the world, no matter what, and that we simply cannot fail ever. So if you've had the urge to step forward, to share your creative passions or your spiritual knowledge with others, ask the angels to send you signs and to send you messages in order to make this a reality. Stay in the present moment in order for you to observe those signs on how to take that inspired action. And when you get goosebumps, when you get shivers of confirmation, do take inspired action forward. Please do remember that if you are presented with an opportunity to share your gifts and talents with others, that you have, you already, if you're being presented with it, you already have all the skills and the abilities that you need in order to step forward and to do this. And this year of 2018 is an 11, a number 11, add 2 to 8 to 1. You get the number of 11. It doesn't reduce down to that to number 2. It is a master number. And when master number years come up, they show us that we need to be master creators, master innovators, and to step into our own mastery. The reason we need to do this is not for ego, is not for the fame, not for any so-called success, but in order for us to be the examples, to shine this extraordinary light onto others so that they can get excited and they can share their gifts and talents with the world. Let's take a short break. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. After the break, we'll come back and we'll take some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. So, speak to you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, at Angel Healing House Radio. I hope everyone is well. I know a lot of people have been experiencing cold and flu. There have been huge portals which have opened of energetic frequencies, which have opened up for us to heal, bring into divine alignment anything that is still out of alignment. These mirror flu and cold symptoms with extreme fatigue, aches in our shoulders, in all over our body. So rest is best. I said last week that I had a tremendous boost from colloidal silver, eating raw garlic. let me see what else. What are the things that I did? Massive doses of vitamin C and probiotics. The probiotics were really important, as so much of our health begins in our gut. All those people who are experiencing cold weather, sending you lots of love and warm thoughts and warm energies to help you get through these Arctic snowy conditions. As this is a number 11 year, before I take those callers, as this is a number 11 year, I decided to draw a card for all of us. Now, this is a general reading, but to give us some insight on what we can draw from if we have this overwhelming urge and bring forth our passions, our inspiration, something that we would like to share, our gifts and talents with others. And I shuffled the card during the break, and the card that came out is Eagle. And Eagle is a wonderful, wonderful omen in this master number 11. And I'll just read this out to you. The meaning of Eagle helps you to see your life in the wider context. It enables you to make decisions, to chart your goals with clarity and objectivity. The eagle is a powerful ally. It's courageous and strong, drawing its power from the sun. If you will allow the eagle to work for you, it will bring you to your sense of purpose and the courage to share it with others and see it through, enabling you to venture into fresh territory with confidence. It will allow you to detach yourself from worries and cares and will enable you to grasp subtle concepts. The eagle will also show you how to renew and to regenerate yourself by demonstrating the art of plunging into the lake of your heart. So please, if you do feel inspired to take your spiritual gifts out in some way, shape, or form, ask the angels to show you the signs on how to do that. And when you receive them, please be that master innovator and step forth. So thank you to the eagle for coming through. Also, I have been working with Bach flower essences, and the one that I chose for us today is, I don't know if you can see that, is the walnut. And the walnut is about adapting and protecting. So it's about knowing that that we are in a transition phase where we'll be stepping into, if we choose, stepping into our mastery, mastering ourselves, being that example of being a master innovator. And the walnut essence makes us feel like we can do this, and we are protected when we are doing this. So let's go to our first caller. We have the lovely Stephanie from New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today? Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? I'm glad you feel better. You sound a lot better.
Thank you. Yes, I'm firing on all pistons, as they say.
That's cool. Well, I realized it's the last week of January, and even though there are, you know, a few questions about things specific that I have going on, I was wondering, I guess, about, you know, a read for me for this year, or if there's something more important that they feel like needs to be addressed first. I'm open to that also.
Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing that's coming through, Stephanie, is there's a feeling of, oh, no, just getting shivers. There's a feeling about you now, not a feeling of that you're prepared to let go and to surrender and to practice the art of allowance. The art of allowance is allowing yourself to co-create this beautiful dance with spirit in 2018. So much of what you focused on and caused you more stress or more worry or more lack or more scarcity or you know, lowered your immune system in the previous year, they're saying that much of that is gone now. So they're really saying hats off to you, because they're getting a feeling like there's this surrender within you, and they love it. They're saying, now can you imagine what's going to come in, because you won't be restricted. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. 1, 2, 3. Okay. The first card that's coming out for you is the 9 of Wands. Okay, the 9 of Wands in this little card here, it shows a little fairy inside a, actually he's inside a tree, and there's a light that's coming in, a light that's shining and coming in. 9 is certainly the number of completion. And they're saying that in this, it's the Knight of Wands. This is the Knight of Spring in this card. But the Knight of Wands is traditionally the card where you've been through the battles, and you're still hanging in there. But you're not just hanging in there. You have let go of expectations and attachments, and now you're allowing yourself to be led. And they're saying, going into the spring, you will see more of this light shining on your intentions and the fulfillment of your wishes and those things. So that's a great card to start with. Let's see what the next one comes out with. The next one, we've got the Death card. And this is truly the confirmation that you have surrendered. It's like you've rolled over and said, enough is enough. I've had it. Dealing it with my way, trying to control things. Now the new will come in. So both of these cards talk about completion, and the Death card is certainly that card of an ending and a new beginning happening for you. And then the next card is the 2 of Spring. Now you have 2 cards here about spring, so they really point to something. Now, the 2 of Wands is always that card where some people say it's the world is your oyster, which means you are doing something which you're passionate about, which you're either a creative endeavor, something which is a cause which inflames your soul, which you're really excited about. And then you start to work on this. And then the next card that comes after this is the 3 of Wands, where then the world starts to take recognition of the creative effort that you have been working on. Can you think of any creative effort that you are passionate about?
No. And when I was listening to you speak before, before the break, I was thinking like, well, I'm not really feeling any passion or inklings about doing something. Like, if anything, I've been feeling a little stuck or lost right now, which is a little frustrating and disappointing. So I don't, I wish I had that.
Okay. So because we're in a transition phase, after these enormous, I don't know if you had cold or flu symptoms. I'm not saying that there wasn't a bacteria or a virus that was going around, but in the channels that I've read, there were so many ascension symptoms brought on by this enormous portal that was opened up at the beginning of January in order to help us heal. We are still in that kind of transition phase before the new is presented to us. So they're saying, take this time. They're saying, take this time, Stephanie, to think, what would I like? What, just like a little kid, what would I like to do? What would I like to share with others? You know, where would I like to be? What would I like to be doing? Because certainly we are in a co-creative dance with spirit, and it has to start with our energy first. You know, it's not as not just a self-starting energy. There must be a cause and effect. Would you like to write a book? Envision yourself traveling and go, being put by a publicist and a publisher. Would you like to read tarot? Would you like to have clients? Can you see yourself like walking to a new age shop and then doing readings there or starting your own business? These are just some suggestions. They're saying that this last card, which is the Two of Wands, is always about taking your gifts and talents and sharing it out with the world. So do take some time. Do take some time to focus on what it is that you would like to share with the world. And conclusion of your reading, I will choose one of these Oracle of E cards, which I love so much, and see what comes out. Okay. But don't worry. Don't worry about it, and don't stress. Oh, I can't think about what it is that I would love to do. Because that's not, what, okay, please don't stress about it. Okay, we've got a number 9 card. You got a 9 card to start with in your reading, and the 9 is about completion. And this card says, although you can't read it because it's back to front, brand spanking new. So let's go here to this card, and we read, you know how it feels after a fresh rain. Everything is pure, clean, washed to its precious, beautiful core. You just want to stick your nose in the air and take a big whiff. That's your life right now. There's not one blemish. There's not one flaw. It's a perfect 10. And so that's what you're working towards. That's what the transition is. You're working towards that brand spanking new start. So that's great confirmation. So I'm going to take the next caller. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting, too. It's raining here in New York right now, and I'm hearing it on the window as you're reading, and it was just it's like a multi-sensory, hearing your words and hearing that. And I moved to the 9th floor last month in my new apartment, so all the 9 stuff, I think, is interesting, too. So.
That is. All right.
Thank you.
Lots of love. Take care, Stephanie. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Fernando in Texas. Fernando, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hello?
Hello, Fernando. Can you hear me?
Hi, hello. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I'm doing okay right now.
Good. What was your question?
I don't really have a question. I mean, I was wondering, if there's anything out of your intuition or any kind of sign or any kind of message that you pick up from me.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the cards and let's see what the posse of angels have to say about Fernando in Texas. Okay. The first card that's coming. Okay, the first card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Cups. Is there a relationship issue that perhaps has been weighing heavily on you with a partner or a spouse or getting a relationship?
None of that sort.
Excuse me?
No, I have not. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm
all right. Are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, they're saying that there is a possibility for a new relationship to come to you in 2018, but they said that this is this is reliant upon how open you are. So have you thought about having someone in your life?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, they're just saying that 2018, that there is a possibility for having a partnership with someone, and to, for you to be a little bit open, because both of you will learn very much from this relationship, and it will help you in different aspects of your lives. Now, I'm getting, it could be a business partnership. Is it a romantic partnership? No, I'm getting more that it's actually a business relationship. So, go on.
Not, what are they saying about it?
No, they're saying that in 2018, you will be drawing to yourself possibilities for a business relationship, a partnership. You know, somebody to help you in your career, somebody to help you with offering you an opportunity. So they're just saying, be open and on the lookout for that. The next card for you is the Page of Wands. And the Page of Wands is about messages. Particularly, they're saying in the spring, this has to do with work. What kind of work do you do?
I'm kind of like in a little bind. I just got suspended for 2 days because I did something wrong at work. And right now they're evaluating me to see if they're going to let me go or let me give me another chance to go back and work there where I currently worked at. But I'm just kind of like... I don't know, just that's kind of where I'm at right now with my current job.
Okay, so the Page of Wands is always about messages coming in, about our ideas. It is about our work. It is about our careers. So they want you to get really clear about what it is that you love doing. If you love your current job, that's fine. You may have co-created something to happen to get you out of that job in order so that you can be open for this new partnership to come in. So they're just, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I exactly know what you mean. I exactly know what you mean. Yep. But can I say, I don't mean to cut you off, but is it okay or can I say this, that I'm willing to sacrifice and not be open for this relationship in order for me to keep this job and keep working at this job where I'm working at and hopefully not get fired and be given another chance. I'm willing to sacrifice being in a relationship.
Okay, so what the Posse of Angels want you to do is say thank you. Thank you for this working out for my highest good and then surrender it. If your highest good is that you must be let go from this job in order for you to be open to receive something better and something that's more beneficial for you, then that's the highest outcome. So that's really important.
It is.
That's really
it
important,
is, but
Fernando.
I mean, I just don't see it.
No, you can't see this. You can't see this because you can't see. You can't see as far and as wide as the angels and God can. Okay, so all you can do is say thank you for this working out for my highest benefit, because if there's something, if there's an extraordinary job opportunity or career opportunity and it's waiting for you and you can't get to that because you're in your current job, then you know, you're actually blocking something better from coming in. I'm going to pull one more card, and then we're going to have to go because time is running out. The next card is the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is about a spiritual teacher, perhaps you getting a reading around this or working with an intuitive counselor. See, perhaps if you're blocking something from coming in. But all I know is the more that you say thank you and the more that you let go this outcome, the more the angels can bring you something which is of the greatest benefit for you. I would go so far as to say, Fernando, that this is not your dream job that you're in now. If you could have any job in the world that you would love doing, this is not your dream job. And if this is not your dream job, there is a part of you that feels compromised and that you're settling for less. And in this master a number 11 year, where we master ourselves, we don't accept any compromise. So so once again, all you have to do is say, thank you for this working out for my greatest benefit. And then you must let it go. Okay, we've only got about 2 minutes left. Let me go to these cards. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is such confirmation. This card is a 44 number, which is a master number. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay. Okay. It's time to fly, Fernando. That's your card, and I'll read it for you. It's time to fly, which means it's time to let go of that which is not working in your life anymore. It may seem like a gamble, but here's a little intelligence from the universe. That leap into the unknown you've been waffling over, not only is the safety net already in place, but there's a posse of angels. Oh my gosh, a posse of angels waiting with champagne and chocolate and beautiful cotton sheets. Are you ready to take that leap forward? That can't be any more confirmation that it's time for you to step forward and to do something. It's time to fly. So I hope that's been helpful for you. And I'm wishing you all kinds of wonderful luck and beautiful energies.
Yeah, it's definitely been helpful. You're really good. I've called in many psychic readings, and I have to say you're one of the most spot on, and very you explain everything very well. And I totally resonate with everything you have said.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you're really good and you're awesome.
Thank you. My angelic family is my go-to, the posse of angels, and we don't take any punches. We just say it like it is. I'm very excited for your 2018. Don't you dare compromise anymore. Don't you settle for less. All you say is thank you. Thank you for this working out for my highest benefit. So I'm sending you lots of love. God bless you. Take care, Fernando.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff, airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. If you would like to investigate more of those things that I've taken inspired action towards, once again, it's my lovely book, Angels of Faith, and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and the sequel, my autobiography, is I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Take your own inspired action and go out, create and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And as always, I'm wishing you love and angel blessings. Oh, I must mention my website to see those beautiful books and to find out about my services. Please go to angelhealinghouse.com. www.angelhealinghouse.com, or you can always call 831-277-3716. Love and, as always, angel blessings, and I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye. ¶¶
Thank you.